Alrighty, guys. Thank you so much for joining me on this wonderful day for the Mindset Masterclass to follow up our 5-day mindset challenge. And I think we had a wonderful time this week getting to know what our mindset is and how we can improve it, kind of what the fears that we're dealing with, what we have been what's been stopping us from moving forward in our business and in our life, and how we can overcome that. So I want to welcome you all to the Mindset Masterclass, and we're going to sit here and we're going to spend some time going over what we did this week, but then also I'm going to give you tips and pointers and tricks on what you need to do to take this past these 5 days, because the goal of this challenge was to kind of get you started, get you seeing what you're dealing with, get you moving forward, getting you, you know, figuring out what is going on and how you can get past what's going on and really build and cultivate a mindset for success. So in the 5-day challenge, on day one, we went over your morning routine, and really success starts in the morning. So we went over what a morning routine looks like. You got a worksheet for what types of activities you should do in the morning to ease your mind, to get your body moving, to get yourself going in the morning so that you can truly have a day for success. And they say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and it's important to understand that, you know, although breakfast is the most important meal of the day, also what you do during your mornings really maps out the rest of your day. If you start your morning off hectic, you're going to ideally have a hectic rest of your day, and you're going to feel like you're all behind. And I know myself and many of you have experienced that, where you start your day off super, super behind the eight ball and the rest of your day continues. So it's important that knowing that, you use that to your advantage and take that time every morning. And I've heard from many of you that you've been doing that and you've been seeing really, really great progress from that and that you feel more accomplished. Next, on day two, we went over the steps to having a daily success. And you got the daily success worksheet, and you know, you're addressing your mindset in the beginning of the day, so you're doing your morning routine, then going to your daily worksheet, you're working from the top down, addressing your mindset, and then addressing what you're going to do for your business that day. You have that one big goal for the day, and you have 3 tasks on what you need to get it done. And that is super epic, and it is because you really are setting yourself up for a plan. And you know, success is a planned event. Success is not something that just kind of happens, that you're just like, oh, I'll wake up this morning and I'll be successful. No, you plan for success. And the daily success worksheet is that epic kind of catalyst to you being able to do that. And many of you have given me feedback that you're feeling more focused, you're feeling more productive, you feel like you end each day successfully. And that's really what it's about. You wake up, you set the tone, you set what you're going to do, and you get it done. That is what success is. Next, we went over what is the 3 common mindset mistakes that we make. And ultimately, those 3 things are what is holding you back. So you're feeling like you're second-guessing. You're feeling like you're comparing yourself. And those are important because, you know, you're not supposed to be comparing yourself. You are your own special entity. And it's important that you understand that as you compare yourself to others, as you second-guess what you're supposed to be doing, you're getting yourself further and further from success because you have to then go and convince yourself again that you're doing the right thing and that you spend time doing that. Whereas if you have a mindset that this is what I'm supposed to be doing, this is how I'm going to be successful, and I have a plan, and I'm working it, and I know that I'm in the right path, that this is where God wants me to be, then you, each day, you feel like that you're stepping closer and closer to success. You're stepping closer and closer to your dream. So during day 4, we went over push past fear. And we all have that fear. A lot of it comes from our past experiences where we've tried something and it hasn't worked out, where we've, you know, been in a relationship that just wasn't productive, where we put our all into something and it didn't map out the way we wanted it to map out, and we tell ourselves, well, if it didn't work then, why would it work now? And the thing is that even though it didn't work then, it doesn't mean that you're doomed to fail for the rest of your life. And sometimes we can have a mindset where it's just catastrophe after catastrophe, and we feel like nothing we do is right, and it's never going to work, so why should I even try? And we spent day four pushing past that, identifying, as you think of your biggest, grandest goal, identifying what the fear is that's associated with that, because fear is going to creep up. Even the most successful person in the world has fear. You know, that creeps up in all areas of our life. But just because you have fear does not mean it has to stop you. And that's where the important piece is. It does not have to stop you from acting in your vision, acting in your purpose, and understanding that that's what you're destined to be great. So last day five, we went over retraining your brain. So essentially, your brain, you're already training your brain. It's trained in marketing. It's trained in media. You will experience this when you see something and you act just almost instantly. You don't even have to think about it. You see one thing and you automatically act one way. You know that your cereal has to have milk. It's just one of those things that have been ingrained in you. So if that's the case, we know that we can use that and go ahead and train our brain to think positively during the day, train our brain to have strategies and structures, train our brain to have six systems that we use that benefit us, our business, our life, and our family. So we went over using some, you know, we went over using sticky notes, putting them everywhere. We went over, you know, putting our affirmations down. We went over setting up alerts on our cell phones, putting our pictures on our cell phones of our affirmations, of our visions, of our goals. And we're going to go over some more of that today, that way you can know how that really plays out and what you really, you know, need to do in order to train your brain for success. Because really you want to use all your resources that you have. You know, when we want to be successful, we don't necessarily want to think about problems. We want to think about solutions. We don't want to dwell on, well, what's the issue? How did I get myself into this? We want to figure out, if this is the issue, how can I find a solution? What's the best solution for the issue that I'm having? And the same thing is correct for your mindset. You want to first know what the problem is. But you don't want to dwell in how you got yourself there. You want to dwell in how can I get myself out of this? Because you know what it feels like when you're not moving successfully, when you're not moving forward, when you feel like you're not progressing in your business and in your life. You already know what that feels like. Let's get you to the point where you feel like you are moving forward, where things are working out, where things are going great, and you're seeing progress, and you're like, this is really real. This is going to work, and I feel it. Or you get up excited for your days because you want to get started, figure out what's new that you can see, what's new that you can do, how many new lives can you touch. That's where we want to get you to, and that's where your mindset changes, because those are two very different people. The person who is focused on how did I get myself into this, and the person who's focused on let's get up, let's get the day started because I want to touch lives, have two completely different mindsets. And you have to figure out where you are. And some days you may feel like, how did I get myself into this? But you also have to know, how do you push yourself to the point where you're like, okay, I'm back in the game. Put me in, coach, because I'm the MVP and I'm going to take us to the championship. You have to feel like that. And that's what we're planning to do with this whole 5-day challenge with the masterclass today. We want you to jumpstart your progress so that you can feel like A, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. B, I know what I need to have in place. I know what my strategies are. I know what my solution is. I don't feel, you know, worn down to where I can't see the forest for the trees. I want you to feel pumped up and ready to go so that you can get out there, be visible, get clients, see people, connect with clients, and not be worried. Because you don't do your best work when you're worried. So today we're going to tie this all together. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with when you wake up in the morning. And I know many of you, and if you have any questions, go ahead and type them in on the chat, and I'll make sure I answer them as we go. And just let me know what's going on, what concerns you're having. And if you're listening to the replay, because I know many of you said you couldn't be on the call today, but you definitely wanted to get the replay, feel free to email any questions, message me on Facebook, hit me up in the Mindset Mavens Facebook group. Let me know what questions you have even after the challenge, because my goal is to help you be successful. I want you to be able to get out there in the world and say, this is what I'm doing, and do it to the best of your ability. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with the tips on, in the morning, what is working for you. So, sorry, I had to yawn and get some more. So in the mornings, you're getting up at a time that's best for you. So for me, it's 7 o'clock. And I just love the number 7. It really works for me. It's something that speaks to my soul. For others, depending on the situation you have, it may be 5. It may be 11. Ultimately, the goal is that you get up, and the first thing you're doing is addressing yourself. We as women tend to address others before we address ourselves, and that can get us into a sticky place. Because when we address ourselves first, we are able to really go out there and fully pour into others. So your goal for each morning is getting up and doing at least 5 minutes of something that is part of your mindset for you. That could be meditating. That could be doing some yoga. That could be going out for a jog. That could be stretching. That could be fixing your morning coffee and writing in your journal. Or if you're like me, you don't drink coffee, you drink tea. So it could be putting on your morning tea and writing in your journal. It could be getting up and going in your bathtub and having a bubble bath first thing in the morning. Ultimately, you want to do something that gets you to the point where you're relaxed, you're ready to take on the day, and you're ready to kind of, your brain is primed for pouring success in. So tips on getting this done. I definitely encourage you to set an alarm. And set an alarm, I set my alarm, and it has, you know, 5 different reminders. So I may want to get up at 7. I set my alarm for 6:45. That way I'm actually up by 7. Because I have a tendency to hit the snooze, go back to sleep, hit the snooze. It's not that I'm excited, that I'm not excited to get up in the morning. It's just that my bed is really comfortable. And I work really hard the day before, and I just really enjoy my warm bed. So set your alarm a little bit before you actually want to get up. That way, when you hit snooze, you are able to hit snooze a couple of times, and then finally when you're tired of hitting snooze, you get up and get started with your day. The other thing is that once you set the alarm, getting up is not enough. You want to make sure that you get up and remember before it becomes kind of a structured, innate activity, you remember that you want to get up and go do your morning routine. So it may be writing with a dry erase marker on your bathroom mirror. If you get up and know that you go to the bathroom first thing, write yourself a note on the mirror when you look at yourself to say, don't forget your mindset routine. Don't forget yoga. Something that will clue you in like, hey, okay, after this I need to go straight to my area. The next piece is that make sure you have a set place to do your routine. So if you have an office, set up a corner. I believe I've shown you kind of my little meditation corner where I have my notes up, where I have my comfy corner, I have my incense, I have a candle, I have a notepad there where I write out, you know, and inspired action, inspired thought, ideas. You know, I have my fan garden that I can just sit there and relax and, you know, rub in the sand and make things, make, you know, different art. I have all that there in that area. So you want to do the same. Make a set and designated place. Make a set and designated place. Again, for the third time, make a set and designated place that you do this. Your mind works on repetition. So if you can get comfortable in the same place at the same time, once you get used to that situation, it opens yourself up more for more inspired action, more inspired thought, more inspired things. So make sure that you take the time to set up a good, comfortable place for you. And this could be something as simple as in a corner with some pillows, with a blanket, with your journal, with a pen, with a candle, and with quiet. And we discussed, you know, when we went over mindset, you know, your morning mindset routines of utilizing YouTube as, you know, the background music or utilizing YouTube as the guided meditation piece. Those are things that you can have in that area so that you sit there and you're able to have a quiet place. For some people, this is a closet. I know I have some friends who have war rooms, and if you've seen the movie War Room, then you know that sitting down in your space where you're able to have that prayer moment, it's the same thing. And many have helped and added to their war room, added the mindset piece. So you're able to do all that. So something as simple as a closet, as a corner, that is yours and that you know you go there and that's where that energy, that those actions happen, really feed the energy of that area, and you bring that energy. So you want to make sure you have a designated, and this is the fourth time I'm saying that, have a designated place where you do these activities. So once you go to that place, you already have your daily success worksheets printed out. So once you're done with your mindset routine, you've set up your daily success worksheet. So you go straight from that routine, and your brain literally is primed for how can I be successful? This is my vision. This is my vision. How can I get there? What is my solution for today? Once you're in that place, that's when you sit down and do your daily success worksheet. So you're touching on your mindset. What is your affirmation? And this may be an affirmation that really spoke to you during your mindset routine. My affirmation is, you know, I am strong, beautiful, and confident, and I will conquer all. That may be your affirmation. Another affirmation may be a Bible verse. Do not be discouraged, or something of that sort. It could be anything, something that's speaking to you that day. So you want to have those already set. So you go straight from your mindset routine into your, hey, this is how we're going to be successful. You're addressing your mindset, and then you're going down to the bottom of the worksheet, and you're addressing your goal for today. What can you do in your business to get you moving towards your vision? So you've already spent some time looking at your vision board. What do you need to do today to get you there? What do you need to do today to keep you moving forward instead of backwards? How can you progress? So that's what you're completing. So once you do that, at that point, you're ready. You're like, put me in the game, coach. I'm ready to go. So at that point, your day goes on. You determine what your structure is for your day. Maybe you work 4 hours that day. Maybe you work in a long shift. It depends on how much time you have to spend in your business. Sometimes we have full-time jobs, and we're trying to work our business. At that time, you have to figure out, okay, I'm going to set this designated time from 2 to 6, I'm going to work on my business. I'm going to write my book. I'm going to do some content creation. This is when I speak to my clients. This is when I try and get discovery calls. This is when I, you know, send out emails. You have to figure out what works for you, but at this point, you've already set the tone, and you know what you're doing during that time because you know what your goal is. So in the middle of your work time, you're pulling out the daily success worksheet to see how things are going. Have you checked off 1, 2, or 3 boxes? Have you completed your goal, and can you add on another? You know, how are you progressing so that you know that by the end of the day you've met that goal? And then, again, at the end of your work time, however long you're working in your business, or even towards the end of your day, you are looking again at that daily success worksheet to see and measure, have you been successful? Because ultimately, if you still have one task left, that's going to be at the top of your list tomorrow so that you're progressing. You never leave anything undone. You always have a plan for, well, the next time I'm working in my business, this is what I'm going to do. So that's how you use the daily success worksheet. You want to make sure that you're priming your brain, priming yourself, making sure your energy is right for success. So a few things that are going to creep up on you is your fears, your struggles, your life that pops in and says, oh, gee, you have to handle these emergencies, put out these fires. Whenever you're in the business of helping other people, there are always going to be fires that you're going to have to put out. Whenever you have a business and a family and, you know, a spouse and kids, you're always going to have stuff that pops up that's going to take you away from what your vision, your purpose is. Because as women, we innately want to take care of others and make sure things are okay. There's a few things that I have to say to that. First is make sure that you are at the top of your priority list. Now, the reason I say this is because if you're not at the top of your priority list and taking care of you first, not to say that you won't take care of others, but you're taking care of you first, then you will have the energy, the mindset, the wherewithal to pour into others, to put out those fires more quickly, to attend to what your family needs, but you know that you're not being burnt out or gassing out because of it. Ultimately, whenever you put yourself at the bottom of your list, and we often do that because society says that, oh, when you become a mom, when you become a wife, when you become anything other than just yourself, that entity, that person, that thing comes first. When you do that, ultimately, there's only so much energy you have. There's only so much mind power that you have. You have to make sure that you're feeding yourself every day so that your soul is taken care of. That way, if anything arises with your children, with your spouse, with your parents, with your sisters, brothers, anything happens in your business, in your life, that you can handle it. Because you don't want to get to the point where you just can't take anymore. At that point, you're no good for anyone or yourself. So make sure that you put yourself first and you're able to better handle those random situations that come along or those people in your life that need you more or that client that really needs a hands-on approach and you're there to really give them what they need and then feel fulfilled because you are already taken care of. You don't feel regretful. You don't feel upset. Because you haven't taken the time to feed your soul. You have. Next is that you want to set some boundaries. Oftentimes we fear that if we aren't everything for everybody, then, you know, our life will fall apart or something catastrophic will happen or we won't be needed. Something just serious happens if we aren't everything for everybody. But you want to understand that, you know, you have to set boundaries with both yourself, that you're not superwoman, you're not supermom, you're not superwife, you're great and epic, but you're not super. And you can't be everything to everyone. But also you want to set boundaries with those in your life that know that, hey, whenever mom's in her office, do not disturb her unless the house is on fire. And even then, just fan the smoke in the room so that she'll get the picture. You want to make sure that they know that although they're important, that you and your life's passion and what you know you've been destined to do is important as well. So that they know that, okay, when mom's in her office or mom's in her area or mom has her headphones on, you know that she's not to be disturbed. She's doing what makes her feel good. But I also know that when mom's with me, that, you know, that's the greatest time too because she's fully with me. She's not doing both. So that's what you want to be able to set up. So many times we don't have that boundary in our life, and we're trying to juggle it all, and then we become so worn out, so overwhelmed, so discouraged that we're just like, okay, I'm just stop doing it all. I need some time for myself. The thing is that if you set proper boundaries in your life where the people in your life know what's going on, you know what's going on. But then when you're in a particular space, when you're at work, When you're at home, you're at home. That you know what, where you are, what you're doing, and you don't feel like you have to split your time or you have to, you know, just make sure that everyone's taken care of all at the same time. You don't have to split your attention, your efforts. It's not fuzzy and confusing. It is what it is. You have to make sure that's understood. And ultimately, that makes it a lot easier for you, because as your spouse sees the sticky notes on the, you know, computer, on the refrigerator, on the mirror, they're going to help you reach those goals, because that's something that's important to you. You want to make sure you have that support in your life. And even my minions, you know, I'll sit on the laptop. They'll bring their little play laptops where they learn their ABCs and sit right beside me. And my daughter Olivia will tinker as if she knows how to type is typing on her little play laptop that their grandparents got them, pretending that, okay, this is what mommy's doing, so I'm going to do this. You're setting that example. And your kids will know, gee, if this is something that's so important to mom that she wants to take her time to do it, I have the opportunity to fulfill my passion too. And that you're going to support them the same way they supported you. So you're really teaching. I like to say that a business is a generational blessing, because other than the income that you produce when things are going great, you're spending quality time with your family on your terms. But then also, you're setting this epic example for your children as to who they can be, that they can fulfill their passion, that it's not just, you know, you have to, you know, go and work for someone else. That although you may do that and your job may be a silent partner in your business, you can have a business that is truly yours, truly your idea, and really live life on your own terms. That's the example you're setting. And all this is a mindset. You have to see that as what it is. If you don't see that as what you're doing, then you're going to fall short. You're going to get discouraged easily. You're going to see an obstacle and a roadblock and a setback as a stop sign and not as a yield or as a go slowly or there's debris of the road. You're going to see it as a hard stop and then a U-turn. And that's what I don't want for you. So many times we get overwhelmed and we say, well, maybe this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. And that's where you hit that mindset block of second-guessing yourself. Maybe this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. Where the truth is that maybe you have to tweak your system. Maybe there is debris in the road and God is telling you, slow down, because we're headed in the right direction, but ultimately slow down because there's something that's going to throw you for a loop and I want you to miss it. Ultimately, this is something that you want to make sure you're seeing the signs for what they are and not just for a reason to stop or ideas that it's going to be rough. Maybe it's not supposed to be working out. Because ultimately, business isn't easy. Business is work. Success takes work. Success takes planning. But it's doable. And you're destined for something great. It's interesting that you have gotten yourself into this path. There's something that got you to the point where you started it. You need to keep that same mojo going for when you're in the midst of it. And you can't see the forest for the trees, but you know that I have a plan. I have a way out. So those are some of the tips that I have for you. I don't want you to get sidelined by setback. Really, this masterclass is one of those pick-me-ups for, you know, I'm feeling discouraged, I want to keep moving. Because in this 5-day master challenge, we really hit. If you put your all into it, you know that you're battling some fears. You're battling some situations that may cause you to stop. And what I want you to do is not see a stop sign. I want you to see a yield sign. I want you to see that there's debris in the road, but you're heading in the right direction. That's what I want you to do, because each of you that I've talked to who have, you know, really set up and said, hey, I'm invested in this 5-day challenge. I want to get my mindset in check. I want this to springboard me into what I'm supposed to do in February. Each of you have something great that you're destined to do, whether it's to finish your book, whether it's to work on and work on changing your systems in your country, whether it's to bring natural hair care into the forefront and really promote your systems, whether it's to be the best coach that you can be for those who have lost a loved one, whether it's to be a divorce coach and really help a woman through the transition of divorce. You all have something destined that you're doing that is super, super great, and it's needed in this world. And I want you to be able to move forward and still do that with the mindset of success. And the first piece of that is setting up your particular, your routines, your structures in your day, and your systems. So this 5-day challenge gave us a look at what we are set and what we need to be doing in our day. And it starts with your mindset routine and your mindset practices. So what I invite you to do is schedule a discovery call with me if we haven't already talked, and let's figure out what we can do to get you into that place. Generally for setting up a mindset practice, it's something I'm able to do with my clients and get you a custom mindset practice that works for you, that breeds success in your day. We're able to do that in as little as 4 weeks. And it's not that it's simple, but ultimately you need an expert that's going to help you say, this is what's going to work, this is how you should plan that out, and can help you set up systems, set up, gauge your progress, and see what's working for you, and then tweak it when it needs to be tweaked. So I want to talk to you and see what your day process looks like. How have you been doing on this challenge to set up your mindset routines, your mindset during the day, as well as your structures the rest of your day, and are you seeing any success? And really, I can tell you what needs to be tweaked, what you need to work on and support you through that. So what I want you to do is set up a discovery call with me so that we can take a look and see what's working, see what isn't, and get you on that path for success. So make sure that you're either messaging me privately, hitting me up in the Mindset Maven Facebook group, or schedule your discovery call if you're listening to the replay on the link in the email, because I want to get you to the point where you are destined for success and ready to make moves, ready to get out there and do what you are designed to be doing, because each of us is designed by God to be doing something great, and He wants us to be abundant and just blessed in all areas of our life. So that's what I want for you. That's what I want for myself. That's what I want for my family, my children, and I want it for you as well. So congratulations on getting yourself through this 5-day challenge. It has been eye-opening for a lot of you who've just let me know that, hey, I've discovered so much about myself that I did not know was playing just kind of in the background and getting things together. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your Saturday. If you're listening to the replay, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. If you have any questions, type in the chat your question, and I will go ahead and address it before we get off the call. If I don't see any other questions, then I will wish you well, encourage you to sign up for a discovery call with me so we can get your mindset in order and get you set on a good mindset practice and get you really catapulting your success, because you're moving in the right direction. You just have to stay on the right path. Even when setbacks happen, don't get discouraged. So I'm not seeing any messages in the chat, any questions. If you get off the call and you do, let me know, and I look forward to talking to you on a discovery call and seeing how we can get you on the right path of success. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and be blessed.